Ascent Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Delegating Work by Harvard Business Review, narrated by James Edward Thomas.
Why delegate? Do you find your growing responsibilities and workload outstripping your available time? Are you spending much of your day completing tasks below your level of skill and authority, such as providing project updates or compiling data on new clients, work that could be performed by others on your team? Do you lack the bandwidth for higher-level pursuits, such as analyzing your department's short- and long-term resource requirements, implementing a training program for new hires, or developing process improvements to speed order turnaround time? Delegating. Assigning tasks, projects, or functions to another person can reduce the demands on your time and allow you to develop your leadership skills while improving organizational productivity and giving your employees opportunities to extend their capabilities. Delegating well is managing well, not relinquishing authority, but leading. As you review the purpose and benefits of delegating, remember that it's not just about the payoff for you. It's about the benefits for your staff and your organization as well. The purpose of delegating. When you delegate, you transfer the responsibility for performing a task, completing a project, or executing a function to another person. You still retain authority, control, and responsibility with regard to the larger work, but the person to whom you delegate, a direct report, team member, outside contractor, or maybe even a peer, tends to the details. For example, you might task a senior project manager with compiling a weekly update of all projects in your unit and confirming that your internal standards, client specifications, and regulatory requirements for each project are being met. This individual obtains project status information, but you still manage the direct relationships with clients and other unit heads who are working with you on the projects. Delegating can have a profoundly positive effect on employees and the organization, as well as on the manager who delegates. Yet overworked managers often underutilize this tool. The benefits of delegating. Delegating work offers an upside for everyone. Let's take a closer look. Benefits to you. In addition to reducing your workload and stress level, delegating improves your coaching skills and likely boosts your job satisfaction. Cleaving off tasks that others can accomplish, such as running expense reports or drafting the employee newsletter, will give you more time to focus on work that requires your particular skills and authority, such as working with the finance director on your group's revised quarterly forecast, assembling a team to assess the impact of a rival's recent expansion into new markets, or developing a communications plan for your company's reorganization and the necessary but difficult staff changes that will accompany it. Benefits to your direct reports. By delegating to people on your team, you increase their motivation and confidence and help them develop new skills. Say you need to cut a few days out of your production schedule. Rather than documenting the current manufacturing process yourself, you ask a member of your staff to take on this task. Your employee gets the opportunity to have a voice in the change process while also learning how to plan work, enlist the cooperation of others, assume responsibility, and gain experience with managerial activities. Some delegated tasks also offer direct reports greater exposure within your organization or industry, such as when you tap a member of your staff to speak at a conference, or to organize a panel of experts for a networking event. Benefits to your organization. Assigning work to the right people at the right level maximizes an organization's resources, improving productivity and saving the company money. Your organization benefits from both the improved skill levels of your staff members and your ability to get more high-level work done. Effective delegating also develops trust. You rely on your staff person to get the job done, and they look to you for support and guidance as needed. And trust within organizations means more engaged workers. Finally, delegation strengthens communication, as you and your staff member find new ways to work together, and as your staff person learns how to influence others to complete the assignment. Delegating is also an effective way of assessing staff members' capabilities before offering promotions. Suppose, for example, that you'd like to see if Carlos, a junior member of your engineering team, is ready for a project manager position that is opening up. Assigning him to lead a small project, such as overseeing the redesign and production of a component with a high failure rate, will help you judge his suitability and help him assess his comfort level in that capacity in a fairly low-risk way. If you and Carlos agree that additional training is advisable before he can be promoted, you can work it into his career development plan. To achieve these benefits, you must not only delegate, but do so effectively. This book shows you how. Building a foundation for effective delegating. Are you spending more time doing and less time managing? If you always seem to have too much rudimentary work to do, or if you find yourself on the job nights and weekends trying to keep up with endless lower-level administrative tasks, assigning some of your work to staff members could help you free up some time for other higher-level activities, such as prepping for an important board meeting or policy development. If you are delegating, but you're regularly interrupted by direct reports who have questions about their assignments, or if you often need to intervene in delegated tasks or projects because of missed deadlines or budget overruns, or overrule staff decisions and personally redo poorly executed assignments, you could benefit from honing your delegation skills. Perhaps you've been directed to offload some of your work to a colleague you now must oversee, a scenario that requires well-tuned delegation skills and finesse. Finally, if your employees complain when you delegate work, if morale in your group seems low, or if turnover is high, it might be time to move from just delegating to delegating well. In this book, we'll walk you through the fundamentals of choosing the right work to delegate, preparing to delegate thoughtfully, making the assignment crystal clear, and monitoring progress effectively. But throughout that process, you'll also want to address big-picture needs, such as creating an environment that fosters productive delegation, establishing management practices that promote delegation, and banishing your own concerns and fears about delegating. Establish the right environment. Creating a workplace that encourages and supports delegating can help you gain cooperation from your staff. Here are some tips to help set up the right atmosphere, especially as you make and communicate the assignment. Making the assignment. When you delegate work, you're more likely to rally enthusiasm and support from your staff if you consider the following as you balance assignments. Delegate entire projects or functions when possible, not just portions, to help increase your employees' motivation and commitment. Avoid assigning only tedious or difficult jobs. While it's sometimes necessary to share grunt work, like database entry, on larger projects, try to balance the less desirable jobs with tasks that captivate the staff and might gain recognition for your employees, such as representing the team at a trade show. Give your direct reports the resources needed to get the job done. And think in broad terms. Resources could be people, additional staff, or simply an introduction to someone they'll need to work with, tools, such as software or training, information or development opportunities, anything that can help employees learn, resolve issues, and handle assignments on their own. Delegate to people whose judgment and competence you trust. Your ability to select the right person reflects your decision-making and goal-setting skills. Develop trust in less skilled staff members by delegating highly structured assignments to them, such as compiling production and delivery figures for your quarterly report. Provide possible career advancement for staff members by delegating work that involves face time with your manager or with a high-level manager in another division. Communicating the assignment. Open lines of communication set the foundation for an effective delegation culture. Try to incorporate the following tips into your delegating practice. Make certain that your staff knows what is expected of them and why the task is important to the unit and the organization. People are more motivated when they understand the reasons for doing things a certain way and when they recognize the importance of their work. Linking projects to larger initiatives also helps build a sense of shared responsibility for the unit's overall goals. For instance, you might explain to your employees that immediately updating the client database with revised order status information, rather than making daily or even weekly updates, helps ensure that all members of the team have access to the latest figures and can respond accurately to client queries, thereby meeting your organization's targets for customer satisfaction ratings. Articulate goals, expected outcomes, and measures of success. Also, create clear guidelines for follow-up, monitoring, and feedback. Having detailed conversations about these issues up front minimizes wasted time and resources, and ensures that the work will be completed successfully, and allows you to hold your staff accountable. Cultivate independent thinking by asking questions rather than dictating orders. Encourage your people to come to you with problems, but groom them to also bring their own ideas, observations, and possible solutions. Open-ended questions. What things might we consider if we implement the solution you're proposing? Help motivate employees to think, and to reveal the degree to which they have thought about problems and assignments on their own. When they raise a problem with you, ask them what they've already tried to do to solve it, or what they've considered doing, along with the pros and cons of their proposed approaches. Urge your staff to share their interests as well as their availability for new projects. Acknowledge that mistakes can be made, that delegating is a learning experience for you and your staff. Offer instruction or coaching as needed. Building a workforce open to delegation will also help make you a better delegator. Fostering the right culture for delegation with existing staff is important, but you can also contribute to that culture when hiring additional staff members. Look for applicants who not only are qualified for the specific job, but also are willing to grow, take on new tasks, learn from their assignments, strengthen their skills, and make informed decisions. Selecting people who are more than just their job descriptions will allow your unit to make its best contribution to the organization overall. Be creative in your pursuit of ideal candidates. For example, ask vendors and customers who know your staff and your organization to recommend potential new hires. Giving yourself time and space to think also has an impact on the delegating culture you're creating. Continually answer the question, "What next?" Your unit can't deliver top performance without a clear picture of where it's going. So once you've envisioned your unit's future, share it with your team so everyone is clear on and energized by your major goals and how you'll achieve them. Take time to reflect on what's happening in your company and industry. Explore new ideas and get excited about the possibilities of the future. Block off thinking time on your calendar during periods when you're at your best, perhaps first thing in the morning or a specific afternoon each week. And be sure to record, sort, and save your thoughts, Or take advantage of a long commute to write down your ideas, if you're on public transportation, or record them, if you're driving. This reflection time isn't for preparing for meetings, drafting reports, or handling other day-to-day matters. It's open time to think and be creative. Building a workplace culture that embraces delegation is an important step, but you may still have uncertainties about your role. The next section takes a look at some common misgivings about delegation. Address your concerns. Despite the benefits to all involved, many managers still feel uneasy about delegating. For instance, you might fear that by assigning your work to others, you'll abdicate responsibility and lose control because you've relinquished day-to-day oversight. Or, pressed for time, you might elect to do a job yourself rather than teach someone else how to do it. If this is your first leadership role, you may be reluctant to delegate the types of tasks that gave you your star power, such as mentoring junior employees. If you've been a leader for a while, you might shy away from delegating because you've had a bad experience with it, such as a staff member not taking responsibility for assignments or missed deadlines. Gaining proficiency at delegating work can take time and experimentation, but over the long run, your fears should dissipate as you hone your skills and your staff gains confidence and expands its capabilities. The proper mindset can help you overcome these common concerns. It's just easier to do it yourself. The thought of organizing, explaining, and monitoring an assignment can feel like it will add hours to the job that you just don't have. But that's a short-sighted view. The comparatively brief amount of time you spend planning to delegate will likely be worth it, since over time, your employees will be able to take on more responsibility for structuring and planning their own assignments. Say you groom a couple of junior employees to track regulatory changes that affect your industry. As their sense of ownership grows, your time will be freed up for other initiatives, such as winning or attracting new clients. You're having a difficult time transitioning from specialist to generalist. You loved your functional job. You excelled at it. That's why you were promoted. So when you think of delegating some of your work, you're reluctant to give up the very tasks for which you've become known and likely enjoy doing. However, you're not saying goodbye to your knowledge and experience. Those will be critical as you guide your staff members through their assignments. Take a new product introduction as an example. You might not be developing and executing the marketing plan, but you'll be leading your team as they brainstorm and start the launch process, guiding them around obstacles and giving them the benefit of your experience. But everyone knows you're the expert. If your direct report surpasses your skill set and becomes the go-to person in your specialty area, what will happen to your reputation? Maybe you've taken great pride in developing your expertise and projecting the return on investment for new client services. Everyone knows you're the first person they should talk to when they have a great idea they're convinced will boost the bottom line. You may hesitate to pass that baton, especially while you're still developing competency in your new role. It's normal to feel competitive or uncertain while you're transitioning long-held and deeply valued knowledge, but developing your people will serve your organization by widening the pool of available experts, in this case, experts on evaluating client service revenues, and help you grow into your role as their leader. Plus, when your direct reports look good, you look good. You lack confidence in your staff. Start by delegating small tasks and projects so you can gradually build their confidence and your own. For example, you might ask a staff member to make arrangements for a client visit, reserve and set up the conference room, order lunch, and organize a tour of the facility, and afterward publicly show your appreciation. you can't identify a staff member with the skills needed for a particular assignment. Train or coach an employee to develop the skills required. Borrow a staff member from another group. Hire a temporary worker, or explore dividing the assignment into tasks or subtasks that one or more of your employees could handle. For example, perhaps you need a financial analyst for end-of-the-year reports for your unit, and the finance department has some IT work your staff can perform. Make a trade. You like things done your way. Focus your energy on communicating your preferences and quality standards rather than on controlling how the tasks will actually be completed. For example, maybe you organize project files strictly by date, but your employee prefers to arrange them by topic. Your employee's approach may get the job done and demonstrate a different way to tackle the work. You believe your staff will resent additional work. Don't just dump grunt work on your people. Manage their expectations with open discussions. Let them know they'll get opportunities to do new and interesting work. Tell them how projects will expand their capabilities and that you'll support them in making their own decisions. And then follow through. When you do have to assign dull administrative work or a beastly project, such as organizing a cluttered image library, be upfront about it. Acknowledge that it's beneath your employees' abilities, but that it has to be done. Give the reasons why. Providing the larger context will lessen the sense of drudgery and motivate your employee to complete the work without resentment. You know you could quickly complete a task an employee is struggling with. When you see someone spinning his wheels trying to extract information from the company knowledge base, it can be hard not to jump in and take over. But trust your staff member's ability to get the job done. Practice keeping silent. Give him a chance to muddle through and figure it out. Be available to provide support, but allow your employee a chance to learn. Interceding could cause frustration for you both and cost you the time you'd hoped to save. With your concerns about delegating now in check, you're ready to prepare to delegate a project. Preparing to delegate. You may have a general idea about the project or task you'd like to delegate, but before making an assignment, you'll want to do some prep work. You'll need to note your reasons for delegating, determine exactly what work to hand off and what not to. Decide how large a slice of the work you'll delegate, just a task or an entire function, and specify the skills required to successfully complete it. Next, you'll identify the best person for the assignment and determine the level of authority to be delegated. Following all these steps may seem like overkill, but doing so will ensure that you make the right assignment to the right person for the right reasons and with a high probability of success. Let's walk through each step. Consider your reasons for delegating. As you're mulling over work you could assign someone else on your team, take a moment to review why you're looking to delegate. What do you hope to achieve? Do you simply want to decrease your workload, or do you need to offload lower-level administrative jobs so you can concentrate on a specific project, such as assessing the effectiveness of your staff's interactions with clients? Perhaps your objective is to motivate your team members and improve morale by increasing their levels of responsibility or helping them extend their capabilities into new technologies and processes. Maybe you have a combination of reasons. Carefully thinking through why you're looking to delegate will help you set clear goals when you make the assignment and more easily assess how well you've achieved your purpose once the assignment is complete. Goals in mind, you're ready to start flagging specific pieces of work you could delegate to others. Determine what and what not to delegate. As you assess your workload to see which tasks, projects, or functions you might delegate, consider: Jobs that others could readily do. Although you probably enjoy some of the tasks that fall into this category, which can make them hard to give up, be open to delegating them. For instance, assigning a small task from an important project to a new employee eager for advancement, such as logging bugs and fixes as a project moves through development, could motivate her while providing you with insight on how well she follows through on assignments. Jobs that require specific training or experience. Delegating this type of work can give staff members interesting and challenging opportunities. For example, training a reliable team member to take over your role on an interdepartment task force would increase the employee's collaborative and technical skills as well as his visibility. For jobs you deem too important to delegate wholesale, consider ways you might share the responsibility with someone. Could you subdivide a task, project, or function so you handle a discrete part and delegate the rest? The following examples illustrate the importance of flexibility in determining what to delegate. Marisol, a department head, decided to share responsibility for a software evaluation project that has company-wide impact. She asked Larry, a member of her team, to request proposals from potential vendors and to track what came from where. Marisol then enlisted Larry's help in reviewing the proposals by asking for his feedback. But she took the ultimate responsibility for evaluating the proposals and for making the final choice of vendors. For a number of years, Yuan designed, administered, and documented an annual employee job satisfaction survey. After his promotion to manager, however, he lacked the bandwidth this sizable project demanded. Siphoning his time and energy from more pressing responsibilities and sacrificing his weekends to work on the project didn't seem like attractive options. Yuan's solution? He formed a task force. Under his leadership and oversight, Emma and Kirvin, two direct reports with solid analytical skills, took on the most time-consuming parts of the job, such as survey development and coding. When the final survey report was circulated within the company, Yuan shared the credit for its successful completion with Emma and Kirvin. For jobs seen as boring or unpleasant, cleaning out files and making cold calls come to mind, promote collaboration and a supportive environment by dividing tasks among your staff members and doing a few yourself. Also use the delegation of less desirable work as a chance to seek input from your staff about the types of assignments they would find appealing. Not all work, however, can or should be delegated. As a manager, you must retain responsibility for activities such as the following: directing and motivating your team, aligning your team's strategy with company goals, evaluating employee performance, helping your direct reports develop their careers, hiring and firing staff members, handling complex customer negotiations, performing tasks that require your specific set of technical skills. Once you've identified the type of work you'd like to delegate, you need to consider how much of it you'll turn over. Will you delegate just a single task, asking someone to pull a list from the customer database for an email campaign, or an entire function, conceiving and implementing the marketing plan for your company's new service? Let's review your options. Choose how much of the work to delegate. You have a general sense of the kinds of things you want to hand off, but as you narrow your options down, consider how much of the work you'll transfer. Delegating by task. Assigning specific tasks or subtasks, such as writing a report, conducting research, or planning a meeting, is the most basic approach. You'll probably want to start here. Delegating by project. Assigning a group of tasks designed to achieve a specific objective is a broader approach than task-level delegation, delegating by project, for example, developing a new employee handbook, conducting a customer survey, or training employees on a new computer system, increases the scope of the assignment and generally requires a staff member.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?